Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. How are we feeling today, guys?
Good morning.
Feeling spooky.
Or whatever time it is where you're at.
Good morning, good feeling afternoon, spooky. And good
it
night.
Is very spooky times.
What was the Truman Show one? Good morning, good afternoon, and if I don't see you,
no, it's good night. It's good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. If I don't see you, it's good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah. Wow, nice. I loved that movie.
Me too.
Oh. I mean, it really spooks me, but...
Does it?
Yeah.
Because you feel like we're living in a simulation.
Well, yes. Mm. But of course.
Do you like look for cameras everywhere you go? Like hidden cameras?
No, but we did see another one of our characters today.
Oh, yeah.
Our simulation characters. Not the animatronic lady at Starbucks, but it's this little old man that is always running.
Oh, the jogging man?
He's the jogger. Man.
Oh, in front of your apartment.
Well, we just saw him on the street today.
He's really everywhere.
Skinny guy?
He's all over Marina.
Is he skinny?
Skinny, yeah, tall, so skinny muscular.
Guy. I know exactly who. I've seen him.
He's got short shorts.
Yeah.
He's probably like 70.
And he like shuffles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got like
an
80s.
He doesn't jog. He's like, it's like a fast walk.
Yeah.
He's got like an 80s vibe. Like 80s short vibe. Shorts, like the socks. And yeah.
He's we all never over. Know where he's going or where he's coming from, but he is always running in the same
we
outfit.
We have a new guy now, too.
Oh my God.
Who?
He's at Starbucks too. So he's got this anti-vaxxer, like he's got a whole wardrobe. So every shirt that he has is like vaccination. what does it say? Like,
I
don't know. It's some like call this number if you've been a victim of like vaccine something, something, something. And he's got like five different versions of this shirt.
Goodness.
And all he does is hang out outside of Starbucks. And he's always on the phone. So he's probably talking to people that have called the number on his shirt about just vaccine corruption or something.
But next
he's
time.
He's just trying to start fights with people. That's just a place to start. Especially Marina Del Rey, the most like liberal place. You're just looking
he's
for
looking
fights.
For trouble.
Marina's pretty conservative, I feel
is
like.
It?
Yeah, he probably has some like supporters over there.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call the number and sit in the Jeep and just watch. And watch him answer the phone.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love this.
And talk to him.
Record the call, please.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
We'll report back.
He is our newest character. I just love that. I want everybody to post on Facebook about who their characters in their neighborhood are. Like, who are the people that you see all of the time that you think are planted in your life as, what are they called? NCPs?
NPCs.
NPCs.
We want to see the
what
extras.
Does NPC mean?
NPC is a non-player character. I could have that totally wrong, but in a video game, they're anyone who's not you as the main character. So they're programmed.
But they're not played by anybody. They're just like in their, they're part
wandering.
Of the computer generation.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm definitely a character in some people's lives.
And I think they're put in your life to kind of, there's a couple of them where I like have almost acted on something, but then I don't. And I'm like, is this, am I like on that show? What would you do?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm always resisting engaging.
Yeah.
In any way.
Yeah.
No, there's something
but
about
I'm tempted.
There's something about your player
yeah.
that's not allowing you to interact because they're not real people.
Right.
Mm.
And I keep having the urge.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the one actually. There's a lady, I can't tell how old she is. She could be 21, she could be 45.
Ooh, I love those.
And she has a toddler.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And they live, I know which building they live in,
but with air quotes,
with a simulation. They live in a computer.
Yeah.
But they're always playing on our street, which is not, you know, I live in like the gritty Hollywood.
It's not a and like street
the,
playing
the
street.
The kid never has had a pair of shoes on.
Oh.
And I'm always like, but this woman is obviously taking very good care of him.
Right.
And he's happy and they're playing.
Yeah.
And all day I see them outside playing on a street. Our street or the, you know, I'm not disparaging her her parenting.
Yeah.
But I've been tempted to intervene and be like, you should really have shoes on. There's glass everywhere.
Yeah, there's broken windows.
But I'm like, I'm not a parent. Shut the fuck up, Alexis. Like, yeah. She knows what she doesn't want her baby to get hurt. She's not stupid.
Yeah.
But
she's an NPC. She's programmed to be doing that.
To tempt me into engaging, which
you won't,
which I keep talking myself out of not.
Because then you end up on a side quest. Don't do it. I've played enough games.
Okay, I'm not going to do it. But she's one of mine.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Jack is one for a lot of people.
So I was going to say I'm one because, you know, Mike's Mondays is our weekly tradition that we go to Jersey Mike's. And before we do Mike's Mondays, I always take a shower and I change into my wizard robe. So I'm going
barefoot dreams.
I'm going to Jersey Mike's in a full length barefoot dreams robe and Uggs.
That's what you go in that?
Yes. Yeah. She goes out in this all the time. We'll go somewhere.
I don't care.
I'll be dressed like normal, like this, and then she looks like an escaped hospital patient.
It does look like a hospital gown.
Because you're so big, they think you're her handler. Yeah. Like, this is the orderly who works at her asylum that takes her to Jersey Mike's. She's earned this outing.
I'm getting my weekly outing.
They're like, oh god, the crazy lady's back.
No, and then we go to Jersey Mike's pretty much at the same time every single Monday. So we're definitely like, I'm the character, and then I order my Jersey Mike's in a very complex way.
And they know it too. They'll be like, oh yeah, the extra cheese. I bet
their store is studying you as one of their customers. They're like, this is a Mike's customer.
Yeah.
Look at this routine they're addicted to.
Oh my God.
Under the circumstances, they're taking Mike's back home. They're in their comfies. They're about to watch something. Like, there's a picture of you in their marketing materials.
I hope so.
Yeah. Now they like break it down by like customer demographic.
Yeah. I'm the demo for sure.
You're the demo.
Oh, I love being a character in the Jersey Mike's employees' lives. It's so good.
We're all a character to somebody.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
we're all the villain in someone's story.
That's true.
Yep.
Some more than others.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we start today's episode, obviously, if you're watching us, you're on our Patreon.
Hi.
You're in the Firsty Underground. We love having you. And if you're listening out there and you need more true crime content or you just want to see our lovely faces, please join our Patreon. We have one bonus episode every single week, full length, fully researched true crime story. And we'd love to have you.
Yeah. And people love it. You know, our membership just keeps growing.
Yeah.
People say, give us more. And then they suggest cases for us to do, which we then honor. So join, request a case, get involved.
Join
people.
Us.
Well, there are so many cases out there too that, you know, people have had that have happened in their hometowns or just they've been super interested in that no podcast has really covered.
Right.
So that's kind of what our Patreon is for. If you are really interested in something and you want us to do a deep dive.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
We do the deep divings.
We deep dive into our cases.
Deep dizzle.
All right. Well, today is our Halloween episode. It's October 26th.
Spooky.
Should we put the headbands back on? The turkey leg and the crab?
Do you have them?
I can get them.
Let's put them back on.
I'll do a costume.
Okay, hold on.
I know.
Do we have the big hat here?
So Jared, right now, if you're not watching, is putting on his massively huge cowboy hat that he put on the night that we got engaged because I had a panic attack and then he just showed up wearing this hat. I don't want to wear that.
I'm basically a rodeo clown.
And you made me laugh because I was a little stressed out.
As one does.
You look so cute in that hat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's a big hat.
It's you in my favorite form.
It's a big hat.
Wearing that cowboy hat.
Mm.
Were you doing Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, it's a big hat. It's funny.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now we're all dressed. Do you guys want to know all about the days that have happened on October 26th?
Yes.
I do, but I want to first do a show and tell.
Oh.
Look at this pumpkin. It's a pastel ombre pumpkin.
Oh, is it real?
It's real.
Oh.
That's what's so amazing about
this
it.
This is pretty gorgeous.
Oh my God.
If you're not watching on Patreon.
Gorgeous.
When I saw this, I was like, I need that. And I bought three of them.
Beautiful pumpkin, Lex.
Thank you.
Oh no.
Whoa.
Jesus.
And then we got these. These are fake, but to accentuate the ombre tie-dye pastel vibe. So
very
it's a
cute.
Nice little.
Wow.
Thank you for letting me do that.
We're festive. Excited.
It's spooky over here.
Okay. Yep. Let's jump into the day.
Okay.
1492.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue,
but also lead pencils were first used.
Oh.
So I'm assuming the first lead pencil wrote something on October 26, 1492.
Whoa.
I know. Pretty interesting.
Well, dangerous.
But lead is dangerous.
I think.
Is there not lead in pencils now? Did they switch?
It's lead.
Oh.
But I think it's a different kind.
You just don't want to consume it.
You probably don't want to eat it.
No.
No.
Half facts.
Half facts. Okay, this is super interesting. Okay. This is my mini deep dive. It just happens to be our second thing that we're talking about.
Can't wait.
In 1916, American sex educator Margaret Sanger was arrested for obscenity, which was actually just advocating for birth control. She was arrested, and I'm going to tell you her story because she is literally the pioneer of birth control as we know it today. And I have never really heard about her before.
And this woman is obscene, obscene.
She was obscene.
I am already offended.
Okay, so Margaret's mom ended up dying from tuberculosis at 50 years old. And it was because of the strain of having 11 kids and 7 miscarriages. Her body just like was like, I'm done. She contracted tuberculosis and died. It was like super, super traumatic.
So sad.
So then Margaret ended up going into nursing school and she saw poor immigrant women that were lacking effective contraceptives. And many women ended up getting pregnant and then had to have really dangerous abortions, right? Yeah. So she saw this all going on and she was like, I need to make a difference. I need to do something. So in 1914, she was the person that coined the term birth control.
Wow.
And she soon began to provide women with information and contraceptives. And then she was indicted in 1915 for sending diaphragms through the mail to women. Remember diaphragms?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Like, I guess back in the, she was like trying to make them happen and was like sending them to people in the mail and she got arrested.
She's so trendy.
I know. And this was over 100 years ago.
Wow. Badass.
1915. And then in 1916, she opened the first birth control clinic in the country. And that's when I think she ended up getting arrested for doing that.
What a hero.
Obscene.
She's not done. In 1921, she founded the American Birth Control League, the precursor to Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
And spent her next 3 decades campaigning to bring safe and effective birth control to the American mainstream. And so, and it was her idea. She was like, I want to make birth control as easy as just like taking an aspirin or something. So she ended up meeting up with this guy and they created the first birth control pill.
Incredible.
So her whole life was literally dedicated to creating and coining birth control.
Can you imagine doing something that important with your life?
I was just thinking that while you were telling that story. I was like, man, what am I going to, what's my legacy?
What's my legacy?
What am I going to do? So I'm like, Margaret, I know.
It's not too late. I was thinking about fostering a dog.
Ooh.
Can make a difference.
That makes a difference in one being's life.
And fostering is like, you just have it for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you find it at home.
Non-committal.
Yeah.
You're just
until you
a
fall in love
hand.
With it and want to keep
that's
it.
What, that's how we got Bosley.
Yeah.
Bosley was just a foster.
I don't know if I could just foster a dog unless they ended up sucking. Then I could be like,
then it's real easy to get back. And then you have to do false advertising to the people who are
like,
it was
the best dog ever. Yeah. It doesn't bite. Okay. In 1949, U.S. President Harry Truman increased the minimum wage from, can you guess what the minimum wage was in 1949?
$2.45.
40 cents.
40 cents.
Ouch.
Damn.
And he increased it to 75 cents, which is a pity. That's almost twice
double.
As much.
Yeah, way to go.
That's what it's like to be a musician.
What? Making
that's the wage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Spotify streams are like 10 times less than that.
You got to bump those numbers
up.
You
get 0.04 cent for every stream.
Uh-huh.
In 1972, guided tours of the former prison at Alcatraz began.
Ooh.
I've done one.
Have you
done
it? I have too. But you know what? I haven't done it in my recent adult life. I'd like to go back and do it.
I did it like probably when I was 18.
Yeah, I did it, you know? I think in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. But I didn't appreciate it the way that I would now.
I don't know if I would. I think like, ooh, an empty cell. Ooh, it's miserable here for people.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to do it again.
I don't know.
I got it.
I could break out of there.
Oh, yeah.
I know it like the back of my hand. It was a map on Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
I know it. I know it.
Oh, you know
out.
Those currents?
I think the breaking secret... out is...
Oh, yeah.
People have broken out. The problem is, what do you do after?
Well, the swim is the hard part.
You can't. Nobody has made it. Except for who are the people that...
A couple people made it. Half facts.
Yeah. Well, they made it. I don't think they
made
it,
but they didn't find them.
No.
Or find the bodies.
I think they thought that they went to Brazil or something.
I could escape.
Okay. Just like you could fly a plane?
Yep. And I could score on LeBron. We can get into that later.
I think if I was escaping Alcatraz, couldn't you just float on your back forever?
I think
a big problem was too the temperature of the water. But maybe if you escaped in August.
I think I just float on my back until the waters were less churny.
Yeah.
And then I'd start swimming.
Why didn't anybody think of that?
Yeah. I think they're swimming too hard and losing their energy, exhausting themselves.
But then what if the currents take you into the ocean and not to the land?
That's probably what happens.
You're just like, shit, shit, shit.
No, that is what happens. You just got to wait till you're in calmer waters.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I think you have
it's
a good
like,
plan.
It's like when you fall and they're like, act like a rag doll. Like you just can't try too hard.
Yeah, that's true. Trying too, hard really is the demise of most people.
If you're
people.
Trying to escape Apathy's prison, the way. Stop trying so hard. Yeah. That's the lesson.
They should do that on Mythbusters. Yeah. Seeing if you can float your way back from Alcatraz.
They should do that
I'm going
on Mythbusters.
With no.
You never know. Has anybody tried it? I don't think so. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
In 1972, Edwin Land introduces the first truly instant camera, the Polaroid SX70, at an event in Miami, Florida. I'm going to show you a picture of this. They actually sell these.
That's amazing.
They sell a version of this today. You can like, and it literally looks exactly the same as the first one.
Very
so
cool.
I thought that would be a cool thing for Matt to maybe get his
hands
on.
That's awesome, because Matt was all over the Polaroids in France. That
was
a blast.
Yeah, I should get him one of those.
So many
you should
great...
get him. And like, it has a nice, it's the original.
He'll love that.
Matt, turn off the podcast.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs, Matt. 1973, President Nixon releases the first White House tapes on the Watergate scandal.
Uh-oh.
Which I don't know enough about Watergate as I probably should.
I think there's a show about it right now called Plumbers?
Plumbers.
Did he have $1 million?
Because
in the
it's
safe?
About it's about the plumbers are about fixing the leaks.
Ah.
So it's like a reference to
metaphor.
Like finding the it's about the White House, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hmm.
Wasn't there a show about it, a movie about it too? With like not Romy, the girls who are in Romy and Michelle, but I think so.
Yeah, I'm trying to brush up on my American president history lately.
Yeah.
I've reached that point. They say in your mid 30s as a man, you either go craft brew, like craft beer.
Or history.
Or like history. And I think I'm going history.
Okay.
Oh, that was the end of the days. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I'm gonna go to the word of the day.
Love that.
The word of the day is a Spanish word, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Sombremesa.
Okay.
And its literal translation to English means over the table, but more expressively, it's the time after you've had lunch or dinner that you spend at the table just chatting, having coffee with family or friends, or even at a business lunch where you're just like chatting,
shooting
having a
shit.
Good time, Sombra shooting the
Mesa.
Shit.
Love that.
Food's over, but you're just like taking your time. Spanish, like very European thing to do.
Yeah, I love that.
Like it's like a 3-hour dinner. You're just like enjoying each other's company, not feeling rushed to leave. Mm-hmm.
If you want to
decompression
get,
after
yes.
dinner.
Exactly.
I noticed when we were in France, you need like a flare gun in order to get their attention for your check.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because they're expecting you to sit there for
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, they leave you to your own. Yeah, I like that. I do like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we, for True Crime Rewind, we're going to do some spooky things that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it, we hate it, we discuss it, we vote on it. If it's guilty or not guilty, we bring it to you on Instagram to vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And sometimes we have a listener on the stand. Do we have one today?
We do.
Do we want to start with it?
Up to you guys.
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
Hi guys, my name is Danielle. I have an On the Stand for you. So I was at the gym the other day, and there was a guy lifting weights and eating an apple at the same time. He would set the apple down and lift some weights, pick it back up in between his reps, and continue to eat this apple. And it was pretty gross. So I think that that is definitely guilty, and that's something that you need to do, you know, eat your apple before or after, not while you're at the gym. It was pretty disgusting. So yeah, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. I love you guys. Bye.
Ooh,
I'm disgusted.
Food
this
at the
is
gym.
A good one.
Okay. Dude, the gym is so gross.
Like, that's people, all I could think is like,
your hands are so dirty.
You eat the rind. Okay, if it was a banana, you don't eat the outside of the banana. So you could actually not touch the part you're eating.
Yeah.
You can't not touch the apple if you're eating the apple with the skin on it.
I wonder what this guy is like, what the reasoning is that he has to be eating the apple while working out.
Listen, I don't, here's what I will say. I don't think this is offensive to other people who are working out. Like, he's doing his own thing.
No.
It's disgusting. I don't think I'd want to be touching
it's
that with
self,
my hands.
He's victimizing himself.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
But it's not like he walked in with like Panda Express and everyone can smell his the food that he's,
so good,
which
though.
Sounds amazing. Wow.
Thanks, Jared.
Lost what I was saying.
Dude, it's more interesting.
So
no,
good.
It's not disgusting for other people. It doesn't negatively affect the gym
anybody.
Is already gross. Yeah. And most people know, like, you should certainly wash your hands before eating something that you're going to touch.
Yeah. I will say, though, an apple can make your hands sticky. The sugars of an apple, and then you're touching, like, the barbell or the dumbbells. Ew. Like,
it's almost worse than, like, it's worse than the eating. It's, like, the stickiness getting on the dumbbells.
So now I'm rethinking this. I think this is offensive to other people because you have no way of washing your hands either to protect yourself from germs or to get sticky stuff all
over
your equipment.
And, like, the smell of, like, the apple. Like, I don't like the remnant smell of apple.
I'm going to just say it. I don't fucking like apples. I don't think they're very good.
I don't think they're that good either.
I think they're one of the worst fruits you can eat.
I agree.
They taste bad. Their texture is okay, but they always hurt my stomach.
You don't like a cooked fruit?
No. But I don't like an apple. Like, I don't want a bite of an apple. Maybe a thin, paper thin slice with cheese on a cracker. Maybe, but I'd rather have a pear. We're being honest.
I don't like pears either that much.
I'm with you on this.
I don't think apples are great either.
But I do like an like
only a green apple with some caramel, like
still
for
gross.
Halloween.
No.
I do like
they're too sour.
Have you ever dipped like an apple in like peanut butter as a snack?
Oh, I like peanut
it's
butter.
Fine,
apple.
But I just like peanut butter on bread more.
Here's what I'm saying.
Well, the apple is a vessel for the peanut butter, and the apple is a vessel for cheese.
And I'm having I'm realizing I have to supplement the apple, whether it's in a pie or
no. Yeah. Apple pie itself is not good.
Apple pie
apples
is amazing.
Themselves.
No, apple. Did I say apple pie? Apple themselves
apple by itself.
By itself is
gotcha.
Not good.
Yes.
Not for me.
Agreed.
I think the whole thing's bad. Guilty.
Guilty.
We went apples. Guilty. Don't eat them at the gym.
Apples and eating apples and eating gym. Apples at the gym. Guilty.
Wow. Oh,
that's good.
Jared, I know you have one ready to go.
All right. So today I'm putting on the stand making your Halloween costume a current meme.
Oh, okay.
Picking a current meme and then going as that for Halloween. I'm saying guilty. You're dating... you're not okay. This is just my personal opinion. Like, how many people have you seen all the Kevin James memes right now?
Of course.
Yeah.
How many people are going to have that flannel and the blue shirt and like walk around and be like,
I mean, it's definitely low hanging fruit to do a meme, like a current meme.
I think it just is a waste of a great opportunity to do something like crazy and like fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being a curmudgeon.
There are some timeless memes though. Like the Rock costume, I think, is always so good when people do
Ken
it.
Ken did that one.
Like
year.
The 90s yeah. Rock. You know,
where he's got like the turtleneck and the chain.
Yeah.
And like the jeans.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like these trends kind of come and go. And then whatever happens to happen right before Halloween, a lot of people just go as that.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's lazy. And,
yeah.
And I don't know. I got something to say about it. I feel like it's guilty.
I can agree. I mean, I definitely it's low hanging fruit to me. Like it's just easy for people to do. Usually you just like have to do like. The pose of whatever the person's doing or with the Kevin James one. And he's like,
got his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. Like, though I do like that meme.
I do too.
Good meme. I mean, I wouldn't personally do it, but I get it. Some people find themselves in a crunch.
Some people are just those people.
Yeah.
Those are like, that's their personality.
Yeah.
They need this.
They need,
sort of what it's going to be.
And also, by the time Halloween comes around, these memes have already like they've gone through their cycle. So it's like also not funny because it's a meme from like 3 months
ago.
Do
we think that Halloween is the death sentence of the meme? Like if enough people are doing that for Halloween, is it it's then over?
Are people calling it Halloween?
Halloween
costume.
Only dressing. That's actually would be an amazing idea for a party if you did a Halloween party.
Ooh. Yeah.
And people had to be memes.
Ooh, what about Meme-o-ween?
Meme-o-ween is also good, Jared.
Meme-o-ween.
I'm not going to disparage that idea.
I like Meme-o-ween.
Yeah.
Is this Halloween or Meme-o-ween? Halloween makes more sense to me, but
I like Meme-o-ween.
Yeah,
Meme-o-ween.
You guys Meme-o-ween. Are biased. That's your husband. You have to agree.
No, yours is better. Yours
I like them both. I like them both equally for different reasons. They both are really speaking
I like
to
say
me.
Silly stuff.
Okay, I'm going to say guilty.
Guilty.
Okay, I'll go next.
Love that for you.
So I'm going to do what Jared was going to do for his on the stand until he thought about this. And it has to do with you.
Whoa.
And something that we were talking about on our group chat last night.
Goodness.
And that is the 12-foot skeleton.
Whoa.
So I'm sure everybody knows, but there is the 12-foot skeleton that you could buy at Home Depot, I think
it was.
It was a viral thing last year.
Right. It was a limited run.
Yeah.
And they probably only made so many of them, but a few people got their hands on this 12-foot. It might have been 16.
And they were cheap, right?
I think they're like $200. Yeah. But for something that huge, it was like a
Great deal.
Great deal.
But like people were putting it in their backyard or in their, sorry, in their front yard. And it was, it's like the size of your house. It's huge.
They're
it's
huge. And Matt was texting our group chat last night.
He's trying to get his hands on one.
That he's trying to get his hands on one. But here's the problem. You guys live in a condo.
He wants it inside.
Yeah. You do have very tall ceilings.
It would fit. He measured. Yeah.
I mean, you could put it kind of where you would put your Christmas tree.
That's where he wants it.
Yeah.
And we're having a little Halloween shindig, and he's really trying to dazzle everybody with this. He's like, it's $500. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
But if you think that's worth it, then Godspeed.
But like, didn't he send was $500 the low bid that he, because he's bidding for it on eBay.
He didn't, he couldn't get it for
$500. They rejected his $500 offer.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, well, then that's your answer.
They're in high demand. But I'm putting it on the stand because I fucking love them.
Okay.
There was somebody in my parents' neighborhood that had one and we were doing a walk and I'm like, I can't wait until we get a house so I can get a 12-foot skeleton.
It's hilarious how big, like, have you ever seen the pictures of people bringing it home from the store?
Oh my God.
And like some people have like really small cars, so it's like a convertible. There's just like this giant skeleton sticking
out. Well, you need like a whole room just to store
it. This is why he wants it. He wants like, it's because he's like a meme guy. He's
he is a meme
guy. He's very culturally pop. He's in the zeitgeist.
He heard what I said probably, and he's like rethinking his Kevin James costume.
He's like, it's not a terrible idea.
He's like packing away his flannel shirt right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt would dress as a meme, I feel like.
He would.
He
likes like barbaric stuff.
Yeah. He's a good pirate.
Yeah. We have that. He's like, maybe we should just do that again from our Ren Faire. I'm like, maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But yeah, I'm going to...
Not guilty.
Not guilty. I love it.
Not guilty.
My mom was like, and then you could keep it up until Christmas and do like a Night Before Christmas kind of Jack Skellington thing.
That's a great idea.
You could put yours like kind of like sitting next to the Christmas tree.
I love that.
I'm going to say not guilty at a reasonable retail value.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying like $1,000.
No price gouging on the skeleton.
No.
But they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so my turn. What I'm going to say is any event within like 5 days of Halloween or on Halloween, if you're having a party and then it's not Halloween themed, like if it's just a regular, it's a barbecue or it's a birthday party and it's like, well, it's dress up, right? And it's like, no, well, that's fucking bullshit. Anything a week from Halloween should be a Halloween party.
I'm going to go a step further and saying any wedding that is on Halloween weekend, you need to have some sort of a Halloween
costume
aspect
theme
to it. It doesn't have to be like dress up on the wedding, like some sort of a
Gatsby theme. Like let people step outside their normal shit.
Take it a step further than formal.
100%.
Do something fun.
Yeah. Like masquerade. Like a black tie masquerade party would be sick.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
Ball gowns. Like with like people could put little vampire teeth in.
Ooh, yeah.
And make it like Interview with a Vampire style. I'm like, that's would be amazing.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Don't rob us of our
whimsy.
We need whimsy.
Yes.
That's why, I mean, we all love Halloween so much. So sometimes it is a bummer when you can't celebrate.
Yeah.
The way that you want to.
Yeah. Wow.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. I'm going to say guilty.
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 We love Halloween so much here. All right. Well, when we come back, it is time for some True Crime Rewind.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree 50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so I thought that we would kind of go back through Halloween, the idea of Halloween, and see where all of these traditions came from.
Love that.
But first, I wanted to start because Alexis had sent us this thing on our group chat yesterday, witches stairs. Do you want to explain it to our...
My uncle posted that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just screenshotted it and I sent it and it was so interesting. But we'll show this. But yeah. These stairs are sort of staggered one at a time. Like kind of how you would a person walk.
Yeah.
As opposed to one long flat slat. And it's like stepping stones, but stairs.
Right.
Is how I would explain it, right?
Well, it's like an ergonomic staircase. It's like based on...
It's like a stair stepper.
Yes.
Like workout machine.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, based on this post, which I didn't vet, but it seems as though that certain old houses in New England, right? We're talking around Salem, Maine, New York, Connecticut, yeah. Rhode Island, New England... Apparently some really old houses still have stairs like these because they were like witch deterrent because witches apparently
can't climb up them
because I don't know. Do witches have like leg braces on? Like what is the issue?
I don't know. It's like it's not they've witches are normally shaped people.
I thought they flew.
I feel like if somebody has
they could float up things.
I feel like if somebody has the power to turn you into a wheel of cheese, then they should be able to climb an alternate version of stairs.
Yeah, but like they hate garlic and like salt. Like these things that seem that they would be able to overcome, yet they can't.
You would think the stair would be an easy one.
You'd think a ring of salt, they'd be able to get past that one pretty
just quick. Lick your way out.
But a snail can't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a hot one.
Oh, snails.
I love snails.
I saw so many snails on my walk the other day.
They're so cute.
They're so... Have you ever... I don't know if we've talked about this. Seen like a macro video of a snail eating. Yeah. They're so cute.
They're amazing.
They're little cute little mouths.
You kind of look like a snail right now with your headband.
I do? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Little antennae.
Okay, so let's go to the origins of Halloween itself.
Love that.
Okay, so it said the origin of Halloween and its many customs can be traced back to Samhain, an ancient pagan Celtic festival that is Gaelic for summer's end and a way to bid goodbye to warmth and light. And it marks the end of harvest season and the start of winter, the darker half of the year often associated with death. So they thought that October 31st was... the veil of the worlds of the living and the dead was at its thinnest. Ooh. So you would be able to talk to the dead, see the dead, whatever. And on the night of October 1st, they celebrated this day. And it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts.
The 1st or the 31st?
31st. The Day of the Dead is different from Halloween.
Got it.
But that was like the origins of Halloween itself.
You know what I love? Is it... when you're looking at holidays, they're like, all right, we've got like, this one's for Jesus. This one's for Jesus. This one's like, I don't know, for, you know, whatever. And then they're like, what about spooky stuff?
Yeah. What about the dead?
Somebody
people?
Was like, what about well, spooky
it was
stuff?
It's pagan. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's funny that there's a whole, like, October feels because of the holiday, maybe, but it, the whole month feels so spooky to me.
It's because of Halloween.
Love this month.
I told Jack the other day, I was like, this is where I reach my peak.
Yeah.
These are my months.
I love these
up.
Months too. I told you I just don't like September. October, I'm like fucking in.
November is also bomb.
Yeah. God, I love November. I love the fall so much. I'm
and
so
I love December too.
I do too.
I do too. I just
take
fucking
me all
hate
the way
January.
To March.
Yeah.
And I hate
January
February.
Is so depressing.
January and February
February
are the worst.
Is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but it's still like those 2 months drag so because there's nothing going on. I'm just like, it's sad. There's nothing to celebrate.
I'm an October to March kind of guy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is my time.
Okay, so back to Halloween. The idea of wearing costumes, right? Because like everybody is dressing up for Halloween, but like where did that come from? So it said in order to avoid being terrorized by all the evil spirits walking the earth during Samhain, what was then turned into Halloween, the Celts donned disguises so they would not be mistaken for spirits themselves and be left alone. So they kind of disguised themselves as the spooky things so that the spooky things would
left
spook
them.
They all had the Groucho Marx like glasses with the nose and the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like the classic disguise. Yeah.
Classic disguise.
Nose and glasses.
No, when you look at old pictures, they're so scary. I mean, it's the same thing as like looking at the old Santa Clauses, you know, like from like vintage Santa Clauses.
Like, they look like they're all wearing like prosthetic faces. They were so scary looking.
So scary back in the day. It fucking spooks me.
No
oh
thanks.
Yeah. You ever look at like I guess it's a different thing, but it's like from like the 70s, 80s, like people taking their kid to like see the Easter Bunny or like
oh,
Santa.
That's what I was saying, like Santa.
Super
the Easter
duper
Bunny
scary.
Ones are so those were from the 70s and 80s. I think that's from like the 30s and 40s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Whatever.
Easter Bunny's whack.
Yeah.
Easter is weird.
I'm just saying I think costumes used to accidentally be scarier.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
But I
think they thought they were really good at the time.
I don't think people were scared the way that we are of things looking like that. Because that's
terrified.
Like all that there was. I don't know if there was a way to make things cute. Was scary.
There were too many other horrors in the world then that were like,
oh my God.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of Salem, like when we went to Salem last year around this time and we saw all of the living quarters of people from the
crude
late 1600s, I was like, this.
It's like jail cell.
Is literally incomprehensible.
Crude.
The way that people lived.
Yeah. Like just laying on wood.
Wood.
With like a little tiny blanket.
I don't even know if they had blankets. It's literally just like, I don't know how people survived. I don't know how we got here. Cause I would have just like not had the will to live.
It makes you like really appreciate just like simple comforts.
Yes.
It honestly, the house that we went to a couple houses when we were in
that
Salem.
Were like preserved as
it was the, we went to the house of one of the judges, I think. Judge something with a C, but
to be one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not very good.
Tell me of its horrors.
Old and creaky. The bed was two pieces of wood with string in between it, like weaved back and forth, kind of like a loom, but like that's what they slept
on. No, I don't even think it had a loom. Maybe that was for, no, and then they had like the baby's like rocking thing, also just wood. It was the
it
also
been wrapped in something.
The like, ceilings
bare
were,
skin on wood, right?
I'm sure that they had like some sort of like a
padding.
Sheet or
probably,
something.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine.
But
so.
It was
brutal.
You could just tell it was so bleak in there, like so bleak.
No art.
I don't know, but it was also beautiful. I mean, you look at all the stuff; it's like really beautiful. But
no Wi-Fi.
You think about actually
from the outside.
The outside of the house is actually amazing. It was black, painted all black.
Just think about like, did you guys watch Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like where they make the handmaids sleep in is like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
But that was like the the best vibe. The best of the best.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so back to
Bless Barefoot Dreams.
Oh. I know, simple comforts.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lighting of the jack-o'-lanterns also had an origin. Everything had an origin, obviously. So people used to actually carve turnips instead of pumpkins.
Terrifying.
And if you've seen the pictures online, maybe we'll post something. They're so scary. Yeah. They're like so spooky. Like jack-o'-lanterns are cute, but like when they used to carve the turnips, really scary.
They look dead. They're like pink and white.
Aren't turnips pretty small? In comparison to a pumpkin?
Yeah. I don't know how they carved them.
I'm going to carve a turnip this year.
I like that. Maybe it could be part of your drink.
Turnip drink?
Drink it out of the turnip.
Ooh.
Or like a spicy root margarita.
Wow. Okay. I like this.
Jared's thinking. He's thinking fast.
Okay. I've got ideas.
So the jack-o'-lantern tradition was based on a legend about a man named Stingy Jack who repeatedly...
Sounds like somebody I know.
who repeatedly trapped the devil and only let him go on the condition that Jack would never go to hell. But when Jack died, he learned that heaven did not want him either, probably because he was an asshole. So he was forced to wander the earth as a ghost for the entirety of his...
Eternity.
The devil gave Jack a burning lamp of coal and a carved out turnip to light his way. So that's how it started. And then the turnip turned into the...
That was Jack's lantern.
Pumpkin and what?
That was Jack's lantern.
Jack's lantern.
A jack-o'-lantern.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Fascinating.
I didn't realize where the lantern part
Full
came.
Full facts podcast.
Full facts.
There we go.
Isn't that pretty cool?
I just filled in the blanks. I don't know if that's true, but...
That's good stuff.
Wow. I mean... That's pretty much it. I have like trick-or-treating. Oh, black cats, black and orange. The traditional colors of Halloween are black and orange. Also traits back to the Celtic festival of Samhain. For the Celts, black represented death, obviously, of the summer, while orange symbolized the autumn harvest season. Ooh. So that's where
gourds
came
from. Cornucopias for all.
And the last thing I'm going to go through is candy corn. So candy corn, we all know the candy.
We hate them.
It's disgusting. So it was originally called...
Jared's offended.
It's an abomination.
It's pretty bad. It was originally called chicken feed and sold in boxes with the slogan, something worth crowing for.
Oh my gosh.
You're talking about candy corn?
Initially, it was just an autumnal candy because of corn's association with harvest time. Candy corn later became Halloween specific with trick-or-treating when trick-or-treating grew in the popularity. And then it was bought by, I think, some probably big corporation. But something worth crowing for.
I just say... Candy corn would be so much more appealing if you got it on a cob.
Oh, wow.
And you could pluck
it out.
Well,
you know, you can put it all and make it look like a cob.
I know, but if it came on a cob wrapped like you could just like pull out or something and you could like pull them out and they tasted better.
Yeah, candy corn tastes like shit.
If it was like a totally other thing and it tastes like just not what it was. It's literally just sugar.
Yeah, but like
so gnarly.
But a better flavor.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody likes candy corn.
No.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to hear about bad things that you people did next.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff, like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, naughty friends, and you especially naughty Halloween friends. We've got our Halloween tradition and our episode tradition of our firsty worsty. So we're just going to dive right in.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jared, Jax, and Alexis. I'm calling in with a worsty firsty. The worst thing I've ever done has to do with my roommate. He is a roommate that only pays $300 a month, and we all know that that is not even a third of rent for anybody nowadays. He also expects me to cook for him, or if I order food, to order food for him too. So the worst thing I've ever done is go into his room when he was gone, and I filmed his room, which was covered in beer cans and beer boxes. It's like he drinks a bunch of beer, and he's somehow sorting, trying to collect all the beers he drinks, which is not a good thing. I can tell you this man is troubled. But so the worst thing I've ever done with that video is I just kind of went around and showed it to people and kind of just talked shit about him. I mean, it's not that bad, but I'm just making everybody I know hate my roommate as much as I do, which is not fair to him because it's not just the beer cans. That's not the only thing about him, but I just couldn't help it. I needed to show everybody what his room looked like, and it's horrible, and it's no wonder he doesn't let me go in there. So that's the worst thing I've ever done. Bye-bye.
I've been you.
Yeah.
I, you know, sometimes, especially if a nuisance is in your living space, it's something that's easy to fixate on. I don't think it's great, but I understand it from an innate emotional response perspective.
I just love the way you said it. You're like, the worst thing that I did is show the video around and talk shit about him.
But I get it. Like, I've had these things in my life where sometimes I'm like, you have to see this. Like, and help me commiserate. Help me process my frustration, because that's really what you're doing. You're frustrated, you're appalled, and you're also stuck in the situation because roommates, generally there's a term before anyone can get out, right? So I think this is your way of processing your frustration. And as long as you're not showing it to like his professional prospects, you know, I think it's kind of like whatevs. You got to do what you got to do to get to not snap and do something crazier.
I mean, I think that we all know that having roommates is really hard.
Brutal.
Like, it's really, really hard. It's hard to find a good roommate. And if you guys seem to be totally mismatched in the way that you probably care for your space and the way that you're paying for the rent, I don't know how he...
And just the expectations, like, he expects you to cook for him. Like, when is this, 1950?
No. In my early 20s, I made the decision that I was going to scrape by so I could just pay for a place for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the best decision that I ever made. I know it's not feasible for everybody, but like having roommates was always a nightmare. My other question is, you said he's only paying X amount per month. Was that an agreed upon term, or is he falling short of the payment?
I know.
Or is this a situation where someone else, like, you're also renting in this place and somebody else made that deter, like,
right.
Allowed this.
Maybe, you know, it's not even on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is probably more likely the case. But
Hmm.
If he's underpaying on his rent, if he's falling short, not making his payments, I'd film the shit out of his room and I wouldn't feel bad at all.
I mean, look, it's a little bit of an invasion of privacy, but like, people have done worse things in life.
It's not like you posted it on your Facebook.
Yeah. You should teepee his room.
Honestly, you might not even notice.
Yeah. No.
You should get in there and cause some real trouble.
No, what you could do is you could buy some cockroaches and put them in there to see if that scares him into doing something about it.
You can buy
I wouldn't.
You can buy probably cockroaches?
Not. Yeah.
Whoa.
People feed them to their snakes and lizards and stuff.
I would never buy a cockroach.
That's so crazy. You could buy them when they're just running on the streets of Hollywood.
They're hard to... They're fast.
Yeah, it's hard to
Google
catch.
It. They're like the fastest animals. In our next episode, I'm going to come back with statistics. Cockroaches are like shockingly fast. Some crazy statistic.
Okay, right. We're going to come back with cockroach facts next.
Full facts.
All right, well, I think that's all we have for today.
That's all we have for today.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Love Spooky. You. Bye. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.